Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the LRTM broadcast with Dr. Lily. Today, here on Blog Talk Radio, we are delighted to be with you once again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For he has kept us yet another week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we are able to come and to share. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his holy name. And what a blessing of the Lord it truly is. Be able to come and to share. Thanking each and every one of you that, praise God, is joining us today. And thank God and great big shout out to those that are coming now, those that will come later. We want to say thank you for joining us for the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lily. What a blessing of the Lord it is. Truly, we give thanks for that. Our show and broadcast, of course, will be sharing on the subject of the mercy of God once again, but this is on part 5. Of course, God's mercy displayed in the ministry of Christ. And we have a couple of more points in which we are going to be bringing, praise God, over the next couple of weeks by the Holy Spirit, you know, that will conclude this portion, praise God, of the mercy, hallelujah, of God. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, for the messages that have come, praise the Lord, that we have been able to share. And just to go ahead and to reaffirm and reiterate, hallelujah, glory to God, the importance of being able to trust in God and trust in God's mercy. Hallelujah, because truly we live in a day in a time that we need his mercy. Hallelujah, glory, that we've always needed, but especially in this hour. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and we thank you, hallelujah, for it being done, given and granted. As you know, I'm the host, again, like I said, Dr. Lillian Robinson-Condesso, and our telephone number is 305-917-5223 for prayer and counseling. You can write me also at drlillian@yahoo.com. My website is www.apostlecondesso.com. And to call into the show and a broadcast, our number is 319-527-6788. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let us hear from you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We will certainly be more than happy to share with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray for your needs, however, or whatever your situation may be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray by way of telephone and, of course, by way of a call, the telephone as well as email. We would certainly be able to touch base with you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And be able to share with you whatever it is that you are dealing with. Praise God. Shed light on the subject. The Spirit of the Lord would lead. Praise God. Also, we do prophecy as well. So, again, personal prophecy. Of course, that is another area of ministry in which we do as well as the broadcasting. Praise God. And we thank and praise God for the opportunities in which he has given to us to be able to minister to his people. Hallelujah, glory to God, and all those that are listed as his people, but his creation at large, which includes all of us. Amen. Somebody come on the shout and give him praise. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to go into a word of prayer before we get into our actual message. And so we ask you now, praise God, that whatever is on your heart, whatever you're dealing with, whatever situation that you are dealing with, or if you know someone that is going through a situation or circumstance or whatever it may be, praise God, and you need someone to kind of touch base and stand in agreement, praise God, hallelujah, for their needs, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God, together we are to be bearers of one another's burdens, amen. We are to undergird each other, amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. That's what it's all about, amen, praise God. And we will join in prayer with you on behalf of your for that person. Hallelujah, glory to God for that purpose. Amen. To God, God be all the glory in that situation as well. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name. We magnify and extol your name to the highest of all praise. We thank you for being God Almighty. And we thank you for being Jesus. Hallelujah, you being Savior and Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God, that he is not only our companion, but our teacher. Hallelujah, glory to God, and he is our guide. We allow him to enter in. We ask him to enter in to have his way. Hallelujah, to touch those that are called, or touching those that will come in, those that are listening. Hallelujah, glory to God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. Those that would make contact at any other time, Father God, in Jesus' name, or whatever needs and situation that they are going through, Lord God, we thank you that because of your grace and your mercy and your love and your compassion, all these wonderful attributes, Father God, that we have been sharing and teaching about, Heavenly Father, we know, hallelujah, glory to God, you are concerned and you care about what concerns your people here on this earth in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we know that many have come and gone. Hallelujah, glory to God. But, Lord, it doesn't lessen the fact that you still care about those that are here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. You care about those that are going on. You care about us, too. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we cannot turn our hearts and our minds away. Hallelujah, but, oh, my God, we'll turn to you instead. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you so very, very much. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for touching our hearts, touching our minds, touching our lives, touching our situations, circumstances, conditions, problems, whatever they may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, lay your hands upon it, Jesus, hallelujah. We know that if you touch, hallelujah, glory to God, there will be a change, hallelujah. And we thank you as we surrender and yield it over to you, hallelujah, glory to God. As the scripture says, cast our cares upon you, for you care for us, the Lord. So in the name of Jesus, I lift up those that, Hallelujah, glory to God, under the sound of my voice, oh God, and it will be under the sound of my voice. I lift them up in Jesus' name, but I also lift up me and mine. And I thank you, Lord God, for your touch. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, I turn, hallelujah, every situation around. Lord God, to stand in need of, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you and we praise you. Now I'm getting this word about bitterness. And Lord God, whoever of this word is for, about that bitterness in the name of Jesus, let them release that bitterness to you in the name of Jesus, Father God, so that you can bring deliverance and healing and restoration, oh God, to their lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you for it being done in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, the praise, the honor, and thanksgiving now for an advance. In Jesus' name, we pray, praise, and say thank you. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Yes, you are, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy. And we give praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God in all things, great and small. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And now, our message, the mercy of God. Part 5, God's mercy displayed in the ministry of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise the Lord. The yes, mercy sir. Of God. Part 5. Today we are going to be talking about God's mercy displayed in the ministry of Christ. The great act of mercy shown by God to the people of Israel found intimate expression in the ministry of Christ. For example, the pattern he set, however, was not a new one, for he said he worked out the mercy of God at the human level. Perhaps you may ask, how do you mean? Through the ultimate purpose of God, such as sacrifice, atonement, and the blood. Sacrifice, in this case, surrendering a possession as an offering to God or to a divine or supernatural figure. Praise God, and we know it's God. Amen. Atonement, the reparation for a wrong or injury, the making of amends for a wrong one has done. That a wrong that one has done, that they rephrase that, by obtaining money or otherwise helping those who have been wronged in the action of repairing something. Though Jesus was innocent of all charges, humanity was not, and there was a price to be paid. His blood in the natural is the red liquid that circulates in the arteries and veins of humans and other vertebrate animals, carrying oxygen to and carbon dioxide from the tissue of the body. In the natural, blood is composed of blood cells suspended in blood plasma, which constitutes 12% of blood fluid, as mostly water, 92% by volume. And it contains proteins and glucose and minerals and iron and hormones and carbon dioxide. Plasma being the main medium for excretory product transportation and the blood cells themselves. And of course, albumin, which is albumin, is the main protein in plasma and its function to regulate. And of course, that is gleaned from the Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. It is the lifeline, and without it, no one can live and or receive redemption. And also in the acts of healing, such as, for example, man the man cleansed of the legion of demons, the healed man is given instruction. He's told to return home and declare the mercy that God has shown to him. Of course, in Mark 5:19, the Bible tells us that instructs the man after healing, and Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The man had received from God others who received Jesus to heal them. All people with various afflictions knew that what they requested was for God to be merciful unto them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And yet, additional examples as listed in Scripture, Matthew 15:22, a Canaanite woman from that benefit came, Jesus cried out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. And Matthew 17:15 tells us that the Lord said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He said he has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls under the fire or into the water. Another example is Mark 10:47-48. When he heard that it was Jesus from Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And that many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me, King James Version. And Luke 17:13 says this, and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, have pity, Master, have pity on us. And what, of course, is the compassion caused because of the suffering and the misfortune that had been done. Mercy was manifested in a practical help manner, not simply in a consoling message that God was sympathetic with their plight. As for us today, we must understand that he is still the same God. Even though we see from time to time what appears or may appear not as much, we, however, must keep in mind that this is a different time. People and season that we face and perhaps faith of yesteryear is not as prevalent in the heart and lives of the people and or the distraction today and or the distraction that causes us to take our focus off God, Jesus, and or put them on other things. Mercy was manifested in practical help, and that word practical is defined, of course, as a concern with actual doing or use of something rather than with theory and ideas as an application. Of course, is what we're talking about. And number two, the practical or pertaining to manners or of action practice or use and apply, which is as we affirm. God is the practical God in as much as the natural God. To reaffirm and reemphasize that, Luke 17:13 tells us again that they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And they raised up their voices and called Jesus, Master, take pity and have mercy on us. Amplified. They called out to him. They did not keep silent or hold their voices back. And we are living in a time that we too must cry out and not be silent until we have been heard. We must communicate our hearts and needs and desires before him until the answer comes. Why? Because he is a practical God, and as well spirit and also supernatural God. Amen. For God is the God of balance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in closing, let us call upon him for his mercy to be manifested in practical help, as practical help as well as the spiritual and all supernatural. And remember, as it is in the natural, so it is in the physical, natural, and the supernatural and all spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray that, hallelujah, glory to God, that you have gotten something, praise God, out of what we have shared today, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, in this message, because truly, we are in a time, we are in a life situation, regardless of which way you turn, it doesn't matter that we can say, oh, we can move on our own. We are okay. We are not okay. We are far from being okay. Hallelujah, glory to God. We need the supreme power of God to intervene in our lives, hallelujah, in our nation, in our world, throughout and around about. Hallelujah, glory to the name of God. I can't emphasize that or re-stress that enough. We need his help. Hallelujah, glory to God, and we need to call out. We need not hide back or draw back, but my God, we need to run forward. Hallelujah, glory to God, and fall before him on our faces and say, God, help me. Have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Just as the scripture told us there, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. They were not hesitant. They were not silent. They cried out. Because they realized they were in dire need. They realized they were in situations beyond their control. And they realized that they could not help themselves in and of themselves. Hallelujah, glory to God. They needed somebody, hallelujah, far greater than them to be able to expedite the matters in their life, to change their lives, to bring deliverance and healing and restoration. Hallelujah, glory to God in their lives. Hallelujah. Who are we? That we get into the mindset that we are greater than God. Man is not greater than God. God is the greater. God created man, not man created God. Amen. Come on, somebody, and shout and give him praise. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I'm not going to go too deep on that right now, but we can take that a little ways too. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need the Lord Jesus. We need the God, the Father. We need the Holy Spirit. In this hour, glory to God, to minister, to reach out, to touch us, to draw us near. Hallelujah, glory to God, and enable us that we may draw near unto him, or nearer, I should say, unto him. Amen, somebody. Come on and shout and give him praise. We're going to go back, praise God, and play a little bit more of a song, and then we'll be back in a little bit. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you.
Praise and we have come to the end, praise God, of another broadcast. Hallelujah, glory to God. We want to say thank you again for joining us for the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lily today here on Blog Talk Radio. It has been and is a blessing, a pleasure. Praise God, and we receive the word of God, and we are able to fellowship together. Praise God, we're able to pray and touch. Hallelujah, glory to God, each other's heart, and together touch the throne of grace. And we thank and praise God for that opportunity. Amen. Somebody come on and shout and give him praise. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, again. As I said, I am the host, Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And our phone number is 305-917-5223. You can reach me also by writing me at drlily@yahoo.com. Website, www.apostlecondesso.com. And we look forward to hearing from you and invite you continue to join us as we continue on teaching on, hallelujah, the mercy of God. And, of course, we will come back by the grace of God with part 6. And, of course, then, of course, we will do part 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God that for the message that he has given us, the teachings in which he has given us to share. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just to sum it all up, hallelujah. Glory to God. And we'll be able to just, again, reemphasize and reiterate continuously the need and hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That in taking in what we are saying, hallelujah, glory to God, because it will make a difference in your life, hallelujah, glory to God. I am a witness, hallelujah, glory to God, in those hard times, those hard places, he will see you through. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for being with us again. Until next time, God bless you. We love you. Thank you. We're going to close on out now with music. Bye now. I was